the Biden administration is poised to revive a Trump-era immigration policy that bans any migrants from getting asylum in the US if they didn't first seek asylum in a country along their way. For most migrants at the southern border, that would mean Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, or Panama. But for many migrants, seeking asylum in one of those countries isn't feasible, and for some, it's even dangerous. Nearly 80 members of Congress already signaled their opposition to this proposal. But joining us to explain the potential change is Krish Omara-Vignaraja. She's president and CEO of Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. Krish, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thanks so much for having me.
So former President Trump had issued a transit ban. The policy was ruled unlawful by the courts. But now this administration is proposing a very similar rule. Can you lay out what that transit ban under Trump was and what this new proposed rule is?
Sure. So essentially the transit ban means that if you have traveled through a third country before arriving in the U.S., that would create a rebuttable presumption that you are ineligible for asylum.
And what that means, the rebuttable part, is that a migrant can challenge it to say, I didn't apply for asylum in that country for X or Y reason, but I'm here to apply for asylum.
Exactly. So the administration is stressing that by contrast to the Trump policy, their new policy would have this rebuttable presumption that asylum seekers could challenge because of humanitarian exemptions that they say will be detailed soon. So far, we don't know what those are. But it is important to understand that even under the Trump policy, there were some limited exceptions. So we'll have to see exactly what the administration says.
So it seems the key part is that migrants must have applied for asylum in a safe third country. How does the government determine which countries are safe? And it seems like many from which they're passing through are not safe.
That's exactly right. And I think this is really the deep problem with the administration's proposed policy. We're talking about countries reeling from their own humanitarian emergencies or that don't have any semblance of an asylum system themselves, countries from which people are fleeing in the first place. There are good reasons for why the U.S. doesn't have what's known as safe third country agreements with these nations.
Okay. And we should point out that Costa Rica is a safe country and maybe one of only two in Central America with Panama. But Costa Rica already takes in 10 times as many refugees or asylum seekers per capita than the United States does. And there are questions around its capacity to take any more. Are these two the only realistic options for asylum seekers in the region besides the United States?
Unfortunately, I think that is the case. Whether you're talking about Guatemala, that some years have had the highest number of asylum seekers fleeing their country, or Mexico, where there's pervasive violence, we're not talking about countries like Canada, where we do have safe country agreements in place.
You know, I want to ask you to explain to us what seeking asylum was like prior to the Trump administration, because I think there have been so many policies like Remain in Mexico and Title 42 and this transit ban that it's almost clouded our memory of how it used to happen.
We had migrants from our hemisphere who would come to the U.S. There would be a consideration of whether they had met the threshold of credible fear. And if they had, then they would be allowed to come into the country in order to continue the legal process. Right now, whether we're talking about the Biden administration or the Trump administration, there have been a number of barriers put in place so that asylum seekers who are fleeing for their lives can't even make that claim.
So if this proposed rule change goes through, Krish, what would it mean for those arriving at the southern border?
It's terribly concerning because it would essentially end their ability to seek asylum. Now, the administration has said, well, we're pairing this with the new humanitarian parole program, but that program is only for Venezuelans, Cubans, Nicaraguans, and Haitians. So, you know, when we talk about Guatemalans, Hondurans, every other nationality, they would have no parallel pathway to access. And so what we're seeing is the Biden administration trying to put in place a balance between the carrot and the stick. But if the carrot isn't even attainable in the first place, then these individuals and families face an impossible choice rather than a real one.
Hey, have to ask you, this policy seems very much in line with the restrictive immigration agenda of the Trump administration. Why is a Democratic administration following suit?
So I think it's important to understand the context. There is an immense amount of political pressure on the Biden administration to have other restrictions in place once Title 42 is officially terminated. You have Democratic governors, Democratic mayors who are saying that they are overwhelmed. Our point is that this deterrent strategy is not the policy to put forward. How do we actually create an orderly system in terms of processing applications, making sure that asylum seekers have their ability to exercise a legal right?
Krish Omaravignaraja is the president and CEO of Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks again for having me.